Joining me this morning is Sue Mendenhall from Asante, and you have a couple of titles there, don't you?
Yeah, I am the manager of annual giving and the manager of Children's Miracle Network, because that's big annual giving.
That's right. And this is a somewhat new relationship, or a brand new relationship, that you have with the World of Wine Festival.
It's brand new this year. We had had a large fundraising event a few years ago that we no longer do, and we'd kind of been tossing around with our board, you know, what would be something to either create or join into or whatever. And so we were very honored that the organizers of World of Wine would want to talk with us. And it just kind of built from that relationship.
So are you a wine connoisseur? Are you an expert on this?
I am not a connoisseur. I'm learning some words, but I mean, I will drink a glass, but I'm not. I'm by no means a connoisseur.
Well, I won't get too technical with other questions. Tell us about the kickoff is tonight, right? Tell us about some of the events this week.
Okay, well, tonight it is our sponsor welcome reception out at Bigham Knoll. There's a big top tent that just went up yesterday, and it's just going to be a nice evening for sponsors and our winery sponsors, and everybody just kind of get together and know each other a little bit better. And then the next 2.5 days, we have 5 what they call sensory classes, which are wine appreciation classes, actually. And they have a limited amount of people that can attend them, because it's very kind of personal one-on-one. And if you want to look at the website, the World of Wine Festival website, it describes what those classes are. We are coming close to selling out a few of them, so that's kind of exciting. I mean, people have really been responding. Friday is a gala dinner, the medal dinner, because there is a wine competition that's part of this whole event that goes on for 5 days. And at that dinner, our guests will have a 5-course meal paired with the winning wines for this year. And our chef from Three Rivers Medical Center, actually Chef Jeremiah, is our chef for the evening. And it's going to be very exciting. And that is sold out. So that's exciting. But
well, that was a question I had. Do you sell individual events, or can somebody buy a season pass?
We did have a season pass, but we're not offering it at this point because there's just too much that we don't have available to justify that. But yeah, we did have a season pass for a couple, and then we sell individual events as well. And then for our sponsors, depending on their level of sponsorship, they get seats at certain things. So, yeah.
Well, one of the things that I noticed, that you're actually going to have a class on glasses, is that wine glasses? If you drink wine out of a 7-Eleven cup, this is probably maybe not your thing, but what's a wine glass class?
Well, Riedel glasses are noted in the wine industry for their glasses, and this is where my non-expertise in wine industry comes in, but they have developed shapes and sizes and stuff for various types of wines that you would drink, various varietals. And so this class is actually put on by Riedel, the company that makes the glasses. And they just give you a sample, and you get to take a set of glasses home with you. So, yeah, it's pretty.
And does it actually affect the taste? I said I wouldn't ask any technical questions here, but I don't know.
I have heard yes, but I've never tried. I've never even, you know, I know there's a white wine glass and a red wine glass and a dessert wine glass, and that's about where I'm at with my glass expertise.
So you should take the class, right?
I should take this class, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about how this benefits Asante. Mm-hmm. Do you have a particular fundraising goal, or does the wine festival have a fundraising goal, an amount they would like to raise for you folks this year?
Well, the festival's been very successful. This is their 12th year, and the wine industry has been putting it on, partnering with media sources and restaurants and things like that. And our goal for this year is to just kind of, we as the Asante Foundation, we kind of just stepped in and said we'd help in certain areas. And then our fundraising goal, of course, is we do have some items out there that are needed, but really it's just to improve the healthcare quality of the region, because what attracted us to this partnership is it's so regional. And with Asante being, you know, all of Southern Oregon counties, all of Northern California counties, that's, you know, that was very attractive to us, because we have wineries coming from Umpqua and throughout Southern Oregon. But we do have, you know, there's we need new sim mannequins.
What's a sim mannequin?
In our sim lab, which we use for our nurses training, we have a mom that will actually birth a baby. And Noelle is her name, and she's getting a little tired. So we are looking at purchasing Victoria and her infant. And then there's also a toddler mannequin that we'd like to do. Since we have the only pediatric department in the region, it's very important that our nurses are trained. And the infant, since we have the only neonatal intensive care unit, the infant is very, very important for nurses to be able to do it. And these mannequins actually simulate everything. I mean, they will make the sounds, they'll moan, they'll, you know, their face will turn colors, they're, mm-hmm. you know, and so it's, they can program them to do, you know, have a crash situation or, you know, certain things going on with them. And so
good training for the nurses. I know in the past with the, over the years with the Children's Miracle Network, that a lot of times money is targeted for very specific mm-hmm. purchases. And that mm-hmm. sounds like one of the things you're trying to do here.
It is. Yeah, it is very much so. We do also have a, on the adult side of the world, because one of the things that's unusual with this event is, yes, it's focused on our children's and our Children's Miracle Network. But if we have a donor that their passion is someplace else within the hospital, we've talked with the World of Wine organizers and we are willing then to direct those funds to that area. So what we have going right now is a cancer. We have a person who has pledged a matching amount of money and to train our cancer nurses to reach a certain level of certification, all of them. And I think we need about $7,500 more to match it. And so that's going to be part of our goal with this too.
Joining us today is Sue Mendenhall from Asante, and we're talking about the World of Wine Festival that's going on this week in Jacksonville out at Bigham Knoll. If you have a question for Sue, we don't have any wine experts in here today, but we'll do our best to help you with that. Give us a call, our toll-free line, 800-838-3760 in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or you can send us an email at jx@jeffnet.org. The judges for this year's competition, they rotate judges, don't they, and bring them in from different parts of the country. Do you know how they select the judges? Is it dependent upon the local wineries and what they typically grow?
Not an expert at that. I do know that, yes, they do bring in different judges each year for the most part. They have three judges this year. One is a wine writer about, you know, he writes about wine primarily. And then the other two have certifications that are like masters type people who understand wines and wine tasting. And, yeah, I really don't know how they've and I should have brought one of my wine buddies with me.
So you can't just wander in off the street and say, I know a lot about wine.
Yeah, no, you can't. Matter of fact, I was talking with the gentleman that organizes that part of the event, and they, in 2 days, they might be tasting up to 200 wines.
Oh, my
goodness. So I was thinking, wow, you know, on a wine tasting on a Saturday, I might go to four wineries. So that's a lot of wine.
After 200 wines, does their judgment get clouded? Of course they don't actually swallow it,
right?
Do they?
Yeah, no. And they say no, that, you know, they kind of, you know, they start them with the whites, it's my understanding, and then move them into the reds. And yeah, so it's there's a real science to it.
This is kind of a broad question, but you know, we had the recession in the area over the mm-hmm. last few years, and I think it probably hurt a number of nonprofits mm-hmm. or organizations mm-hmm. trying to raise money. Are things, from your perspective, this is just a little bit off tangent mm-hmm. from the wine festival, but are things better now? Are we seeing a rebound in the amount of giving in the mm-hmm. communities?
I think we are to a certain extent. I mean, during that period of time where we really saw an effect was the corporations kind of stayed where they've always stayed. Now our grantors, like the private foundations and stuff that we would get funds from, they really, you know, really tightly defined what they would give to, and then the amount of money that they had to give was not as much as it had been in the past. And like the sole proprietorships and things like that, they either had to step down quite a bit or just totally not be involved in philanthropy at that point. What was amazing during that time was the individuals hung in there with us. And we got, you know, as we probably for the couple of years there, our individual giving, just people writing us a check and saying, I believe in what you do, stayed pretty steady. So that was actually I thought that was very inspiring, that it was, you know, it was the people. And that's kind of what this Asante has always been built on, is those individual people coming together and saying, hey, you know, back in 1950, early 50s, we want to build a better community hospital. And we really kind of saw that in that recession area. Now, I will say it appears like things are rolling back up a little bit. So some of the businesses feel a little more stable than they have in the past. And what has changed is they're still very defining what it is that they need, you know, for their fundraising dollars. What, you know, what is it then that their mission is and things like that. So it's I think it is improving. Yeah.
You touched on a couple of specifics about purchases that you want to make mm-hmm. with this money. Do you have some broader goals at Asante, some things that you would, through the foundation, that you would, you mm-hmm. know, kind of on your dream list of what you'd like to do?
Oh, that's a dangerous one. You know, I've been doing this for a few years. So there's always a wish list. I mean, we got one granted a couple of years ago when we got to expand and improve our neonatal intensive care unit. I would love to see, you know, the women's and children's areas just, you know, just be the top that they can be. And that includes facilities, training, equipment, things like that. I mean, they're great right now, but, you know, there's always that, where can we take them to level? Mm-hmm. And you know, I know the passion of our staff, and I know they just truly, truly believe in what they do, and they're really committed to the families they care for. So it would be nice to kind of, you know, that would be a wish list for me. But I don't have any administrative authority to say that.
We talk a lot about gerontology issues mm-hmm. because Medford and the surrounding area has become sort of an attractive place to retire for mm-hmm. folks who move in here. Is that an area that, because of supply and demand, is fairly well funded, and other areas that you don't maybe think about, like you were talking about mother baby areas mm-hmm. or things like that, are perhaps not funded as well?
You know, I can't really say that, no. I mean, we are very lucky in this region. We have our neonatal intensive care unit is a top class neonatal intensive care unit, and I've talked to the doctors there, and for a region of our size with as much rural area as we bring in, it's kind of an unusual situation, and it's all because the community comes behind us, you know, that we couldn't do what we do without the community, those people who buy a balloon at Costco or round up at Walmart, or, you know, they're just, you know, that there is something to be said for the power of a lot of people giving what they can. And this region has done it for years. And, you know, we've been a Children's Miracle Network hospital since 1988. And we've just, you know, seen amazing things, you know, come out of that. You know, we just brought in a new transport unit for the neonatal intensive care unit. And, you know, that's $100,000 plus piece of equipment. And it was all done from fundraising that we've done locally and throughout the region. So.
Joining us is Sue Mendenhall from Asante, and we're talking about fundraising in general, and in particular, the Southern Oregon World of Wine event that's going on. And Asante is the new beneficiary or partner this year for that Correct. Fundraising event. It starts tonight with a meet and greet and then runs through the 23rd. Let's go over one more time what some of the things are that people can expect this week at the World of Wine event.
Okay, well, we have the sponsor welcome reception this evening at 6. We have the Wednesday and Thursday. There's two classes, one at 1 and one at 6:30. Some of these are sold out, so you'll have to check our website and make sure. We have Friday is a class, and then the metal dinner, which is the gala dinner with a live auction and silent auction. And then Saturday is the big grand tasting. We have 51 wineries participating this year, inside the tent at Bigham Knoll, and they'll be giving you tastes. And we have food from Jacksonville Inn, Bella Union, Asante Catering, you know, Rogue Creamery. I'm leaving people out. Costco gave us some stuff. We've got, a barbecue, Gallagher's Barbecue. I know I'm leaving people out. Carrie's of Oregon. Yeah, so there's a lot of folks
participating.
Mm-hmm, there are.
Well, it's certainly a feature event. Like you said, this is the 12th year, is that right?
It is the 12th year. And we came into it and are partnering with them for a minimum of 10 years. So our goal is to just kind of make this a very regional, very what's great about Southern Oregon and our region. You know, yes, the wine industry is leading the way with this event, but eventually we'd like to be partners with tourism and the restaurant, the culinary industries and things like that. And maybe get that word out beyond our region and have people just say, hey, let's go there for a destination thing and, you know.
Well, you mentioned in that partnering, you're actually contributing a few things to the World Wine Festival as well, aren't you? You're contributing a chef.
That's right, yeah.
What are some of the other things, again, that you're contributing?
Asante Foundation staff has been, we are contributing kind of that, the bones of it, the ticketing, the software for the ticketing and things like that. We have hired an event planner to kind of do the oversight of all the events, so our goal is once you walk into one, you know that you're at the World of Wine, wherever, whichever part of the event you're doing. And, you know, it's just kind of a lot of time, effort, energy. We've done a call out to our volunteers to help with the event. A lot of work. But these guys that have been organizing this for the last 11 and 12 years, they're pretty amazing. I mean, they have done a huge event, run and owned wineries. Most of them seem to have second jobs as well and have put on this huge event. And, you know, they've built it to be pretty successful.
Joining us today has been Sue Mendenhall, the organizer from your end of it anyway, with this year's World of Wine event. Thanks, Sue, for joining us today and being on The Exchange.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.